This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. If you can't win one, you can always buy one. Look, a couple of you sent me an email, said, I'd buy a mug, but they're too expensive. Here's the deal. Yeah, they are a little high. They're not $1 million a mug. They're $25 a mug. And they help keep the show on the air. They help offset some of the costs. You know, and if for some of you who believe in capitalism, this should not be a stretch. This should be pretty easy for you to figure out, don't you think? Anyway, so in the third hour, I'd love to do some of the crazy stories that we get. And I do, and I love the crazy stories. This one comes to you. This is along the lines, remember some of the stories I've done where pedophilia, they're trying to make that, they're trying to take it out of the disease book, that pedophilia or pedophiles are not really diseased people. That basically all it is that everybody, all young, all older men want to have sex with younger kids. Now, I've done this story too many times, I'm not gonna do it again tonight, but most younger men, older men want to have, sex with younger kids. And it doesn't matter whether they're male, female, or whatever. Alright? They're okay with it. And that's just a normal, natural thing of the mind. Funny how, you know, 30 years ago, that wasn't a normal, natural thing of the mind. You know, I can't remember how many times as a 57-year-old, I look at a 9-year-old, go, male or female, and say, gee, that looks pretty sexy to me. And apparently that's normal and natural now. See, we are going down the toilet. In the immortal words of Archie Bunker, we are headed for the dumper. Now, you know, look, people have different belief systems, different legal belief systems, different religious belief systems, different party belief. I get all of that. There are some things that are just so basic. So down to, you know, if you believe in God, figure it out. It's in Scripture all over the place. If you believe in Mother Nature, you know, I am sure Mother Nature doesn't make mistakes like this. We do. Right? Now, so the writer, the far-left writer, says, conventional wisdom tells us that despite its many benefits, swearing isn't a good idea around children, but then it happens on a local and international level. One linguist, Benjamin Bergen, a professor of cognitive science at UC San Diego, who has studied swearing and reflected on the question of how it should be used around children in a new book. How it should be used around children. You know, I can't even get those. I can't even have. I am 57 years old. I don't know why I keep telling you that, but I worked with my dad for years. I grew up around my dad. I worked in my dad's business. I never heard the man swear. Did he use the crap word? You know, the S. And they got, you know, we're on the radio. So yeah, of course he did. I shouldn't say of course he did. Yes, I heard that. Never heard the F word. Never heard the MF word. Never heard any of those really, really, really nasty words. But here's a book written by a linguist, a professor for cognitive science. I figure he's in California. right? And he's telling us how we can use foul language around kids. I'll put it that way. Now, the name of the book is perfect. What the F? That's it. It's called What the F? And the subtitle is What Swearing Reveals About Our Language, Our Brains, and Ourselves. Bergen, a self-purported lover of profanity. Now, here you go. So he's going into this thinking there's nothing wrong with it. The kid doesn't stand a chance. Now, he, again, in the book, he calls himself a self-purported lover of profanity, an adorer of the F-bomb. He noticed that his use of profanity changed after becoming a father. As he began watching his words more, he began to question why. It brought it to an academic level, just how bad it would be, really, if he used expletives around his child. After all, Bergen points out that swearing is a prelingual primal skill. Is it really? Wow, so you use the F-bomb, like, early on before you learn how to swear? I mean, aren't words taught to children, or am I confused here? I was always told that words, you know, we teach our kids to speak. We teach our kids how to say what to say and when to say, don't we? Or am I confused? Well, I could be confused. It wouldn't be the first time. I love this stuff. I think it's hilarious, frankly. So, as he began watching his words more and more, he began to question why. And what would happen to his child? So he's taking his child. This lunatic is going to do an experiment on his child. After combining scientific research, he concluded that there was a distinction between slurs, which science suggests are bad for children, and plain old four-letter words, which aren't. So apparently, MF would be bad, but just F would be fine. It's hard to do. It's a family show. You know what I'm saying? So there are many theories as to why swearing around children is off-limits, he explained in an op-ed. And of all places, ended up in the LA Times. Swearing at children, he points out, is verbal abuse and takes a psychological toll. And the American Academy of Pediatrics says that swearing in front of kids will provoke aggressive behavior and dulled emotional reactions. But Bergen doesn't agree. We'll find out why on the other side of the break. You got to hear this. I mean, think about this. This is the left fighting to tell you that swearing in front of your kids is just fine. And here's how it's fine. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum! Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. And, always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We are talking about, this stuff has always floored me. And yes, we have lost all sense of direction, moral compass. You know, I don't think, you know, morality, there's all kinds of moralities. No, there's not all kinds of moralities. You can't say everybody has their moral compass or their moral values or. So what? Because your moral values are to sleep with a 9-year-old, and mine aren't. Mine think that the so what is they're both okay. You know, I love this stuff. It's kind of like, and we know this is true to a degree. It's kind of like the progressives have been working hard just to totally wipe out any semblance of moral values. Pedophilia is not wrong or bad, right? We've done the stories over the years. You're going to have to go back and look at the website where you had a school district out in New York that was actually teaching bestiality. And they weren't just teaching, it wasn't a class on bestiality, okay? It was a sex education class. And it wasn't in high school. I think it was junior high school or sixth grade elementary. And they were teaching about all kinds of sexual activity because they said kids will experiment, and therefore we need to teach them how to be safe. That was their reasoning behind it. And I actually have one of you listeners, and I will never understand this. I actually have one of you listeners get nuts because of what I said. I said, I don't ever remember as a teenager looking at Fido and thinking, well, see, he's looking a little sexy right now. I don't ever remember looking at an animal thinking what I could do with the animal. Ever. But they said it was normal. And kids were going to experiment, and they needed to teach them how to experiment safely. So what you're telling me is, no matter what you introduce your children to, I know I'm going to be all over the place, so just bear with me. It has no effect on them, right? You psychobabblists make me nuts. You're the same people that keep telling me and telling people like me that your kids playing video games all the time has no adverse effect on them. Absolutely none. Doesn't affect them at all. But they don't get, you know what? I can bring a group of young men in here that will tell you they get more aggressive when they're playing. They have a hard time rolling that off. They maintain that level of adrenaline. It's like reality to them when they're playing those games. So don't give me that garbage. You can't have it always, which is what you try to do. You look at us, you go, well, you don't understand. I've been in psychology for 25 years now, and you wouldn't understand. Well, yeah, I actually do understand, because sometimes it just takes common sense. It has absolutely nothing to do with your degree. It just takes a little common sense to work it through, don't you think? And I've had Marines on the show. I've had drill sergeants on the show. I've had trainers on the show. And they have told me point blank, they attribute the fact that some of these young people coming in and the hit rates going up the way they do, think about this, the hit rates going up the way they do has everything in the world to do with, hello, video games. You're not as squeamish as shooting at somebody. Why? Because it's just a video game. Their hand-eye coordination is right on. It's just a video game. So video games don't... If they tell us on one side, don't worry about your kids playing video games, has no effect on them mentally or physically or anything else, and it's just fine. Yet you know, we got obesity going out the roof in this country, child obesity. You guys make absolutely no sense. It's like situational ethics, situational psychology. When you like it and you want it, you find a way to make it work. When you don't like it, you don't want it, you find a way not to make it work. Back to profanity. Because you got to hear this. This is great. The reasoning behind this is why we have people like Clinton, why the left thinks the way it does. So, let me see. Even though swearing at children, right, that takes a toll on them because it makes them feel bad. So them swearing at another child, I guess, is okay. I don't know. I haven't got that far yet. Now he goes on to say that the American Academy of Pediatrics says that swearing in front of kids provokes aggressive behavior, adult emotional reactions. But Berger doesn't find any controlled scientific experiment about swearing in front of children, since it isn't ethical to subject a kid to profanity for the sake of science. But he's going to do it. He doesn't see anything wrong with it. He thinks it's fine. How else are you going to find out? So let's see. If it's detrimental, or if it could be detrimental, let's find some kid to put that on and then have to straighten them out for 20 years. What do you think? What he found was research on university students, which he extrapolated to children. So he took high school and college kids, whose brains are so far advanced from kids of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, and he extrapolated it back there. He said the only profanity that caused problems among the group was slurs. Bergen cited a 2014 study of 52 university students whose average age was 21. I want you to think about how ludicrous this is. Right? Talking about 21-year-olds, in which those exposed to homosexual slurs versus a neutral term, don't even know, subsequently said less money should go to AIDS HIV prevention. Now, how the heck did they come up with that? I heard homosexual terms growing up as a kid. All over the place. Not inside my house, but I heard them all over the place. ever remember thinking, fighting for, carrying signs, protesting for too much money going to AIDS research. In another study of 61 participants in their early 20s, those exposed to homosexual slurs versus a neutral term, moved their chairs at a greater distance from those believed to be homosexual. Is anybody buying this yet? I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but is anybody buying this? I think this is a bunch of garbage. Again, you know, by the way, homosexual is not a politically correct term anymore. I don't know if you guys knew that. Supposedly, we're not supposed to use it anymore. It makes them feel bad. And I don't really know what to use because everybody has a different viewpoint on what it should be. Slurs could have worse effects on children who are less developed socially and cognitively, he explains. An observational study, Bergen points out that there are no controlled experiments of middle school children who were exposed to homophobic slurs. So how did this go from, come on, work this out in your head, you shouldn't have to spell it all out for you, how did this go from swearing around kids to homophobic slurs? You know, I could tell a whole bunch of dirty Italian jokes. I could tell a whole bunch of nasty words they use towards Italians. How come we don't use those? Nasty use words to Germans, to Irish, to Jews. An observational study, Bergen points out that there are no control studies, yada, 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 right? That we're exposed to homophobic slurs. They moved away from gay people. They wouldn't sit next to them. I don't buy it. But four-letter words, there's no scientific proof that exposing children to ordinary profanity, four-letter words, are problematic. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. This is just crazy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Can I, a couple of nitwits?
Always a pleasure to have you by my side. I appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live there, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a bunch of things you can do up there on the website. I do want you engaged. I do want you involved. We're talking about a study, and again, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, I do these from time to time. They make me crazy. The one I hate the most is about once or twice a year, there are articles that come out from the American Medical Association or the American Psychiatric Association or the Child Psychiatric Association trying to wipe out pedophilia. Because it's a normal, natural thing. It's always normal for a 40- and 50-year-old guy to want to have sex with a 9-, 10-, 11-year-old girl or male, for that matter. And I guess if we don't call them if we don't call them girls and boys anymore like they don't want us to, right? Then it won't matter. We're just going to have we're just going to feel like we want to have sex with a 9, 10, 11-year-old human. I don't know what else you'd call it. So it won't matter. See, they make the boundaries even smaller and smaller and smaller, right? So it won't matter. It's just two humans deciding to have sex together, and 12-year-olds can do that. Right? So they're talking about 12-year-olds have the ability. I'll do the story again here soon. I've done enough of this sickening. They make it very hard for me. I need all weekend to recoup. So I'm telling you guys for real. I'm not just making this up. This is not one of those crazy shows. If you've listened for any length of time, I do some crazy stories. It's not a crazy show. But when you're trying to make pedophilia a normal and natural thing, I don't care how many years of college you have. There is something wrong with you. Okay? Maybe you should cut back on the crack you're smoking. Maybe the dope that you're smoking has been soaking in vodka too long, or whatever other chemical you could soak them in. I don't know. But the thing that gets on the, if you're a stupid adult and you can't figure these things out, that's up to you. But take advantage of children, to me, that is like the worst sin of all. And I have my own set of rules when it comes to somebody taking advantage of a child, somebody doing harm to a child. I have a whole different set of what I believe to be the proper law, the proper way to handle that kind of situation. But that's just me. I don't expect you to do it. So this guy decides, This loon from the left, he decides that four-letter words are okay for young kids. You know why? Because there's no scientific proof that there isn't, that it is bad for children. So it must be that it isn't bad for children. There's no proof you have a brain unless I crack your skull open, right? I mean, I can't put my hand on it, physically touch it. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. But I just find people like this reprehensible. I really do. They want to experiment on a child. Have you ever been around kids whose parents have no boundaries for them? Have you? Right? You want to just take that little kid and, you know, duct tape him to a chair? Because little Johnny's just expressing himself? Oh, no, we don't stifle Johnny's language. We don't. I mean, it's like, really? These are people you never have dinner with again. People you never want to hang around with. And, again, I'm going to bring it back to our fault. We never tell them anything. How often do you see a kid running around a restaurant like a lunatic, comes up to your table, is staring at you, maybe even trying to reach across the table for something? How many of you have got the guts to go, hey, go back to your parents' table? That's rude. Get out of here. Anyway, back to the story. I don't want to get too far with this. So he goes on, so slurs could have a worse effect on children who are less developed socially and cognitively. He explains observational studies. Bergen points out that there are no controlled experiments of middle school children who were exposed to homophobic slurs. For instance, he found they exhibited more symptoms of anxiety or depression. So kids who were exposed to homophobic slurs, they were found to have more symptoms of anxiety or depression. Okay? Those straight kids who heard homophobic slurs were more inclined not to sit next to a gay person. You see where this is going? This is leaning so far left, it's probably already fallen over. I just haven't seen it. He went, as for everyday four-letter words, there's no scientific proof that exposing children to ordinary profanity, four-letter words, causes any sort of direct harm, no increased aggression, stunted vocabulary, numbed emotions, or anything else, he says. But he also says there's been no study. So which is it? There's also no need to worry about children who hear profanity and then use it, he adds. In a large observational study, scientists found that children age 1 to 12 naturally produce thousands of taboo utterances to little effect. Really? Like what? I've got grandchildren. I've had kids. At some point in time, pass through the 1 through 12. Right? And he's saying that on no occasion did swearing lead to physical violence. Instead, taboo words were used mostly for positive reasons. For instance, humor. But we're told at the college level you can't use those kind of words and slurs and nasty language for humor. That's what we're told. So which is it? This is why I tell you. The loons on the left have no boundaries. This is why they're always in a constant state of flux. They're always fighting with people like you and me. They don't look at it. It goes to the gender thing. They can't even decide among themselves what to call each other. Right? They can't just Z-Z-Z-Z-R, cisgen, fluid gen, odd day, gen, even day. I don't even know what they have anymore. There isn't any. Can't call them male or female. That's it. That's offensive. It's not offensive to the majority. It's offensive to the few. And now, a kid swearing is no big deal. Because it doesn't show a lack of disrespect. No. It doesn't do that at all. Imagine you roll down the window, you teach your kid all his life that these are just ways to express yourself. When the cop pulls you over and you roll down your window and you go, what the F do you want? What do you think's going to happen? I'll tell you what I think should happen. I think you should immediately get a ticket. That's what I think. And don't give me the freedom of speech stuff because I could tear you up on the freedom of speech stuff. If you want a whole, you know, it's funny. Freedom of speech, it was meant for one thing mostly. So we wouldn't be afraid to speak back against the government. Not spit in a cop's face. Not yell at a cop. Not swear at a cop. Not swear at other people. Not wear jeans with nasty sayings on them. It's not what our founding fathers had in mind. If you guys would do your homework, as some of you don't do, you'd find out that every law that was passed by our government has a reporter in the room. A journalist, if you would. An official journalist. Who writes the conversation that went back and forth that produced that law. So we can get to, it's not just the letter of the law, but you get to understand the spirit of the law. But we're too lazy to do that. And that's what Justice Scalia, anybody you talk to in the law world, that's what Justice Scalia did. He brought a whole new way of looking and deciphering. Hillary Clinton will change that. The Constitution won't matter. Did you hear say anything about the Constitution last night when it came to appointing judges? Not a word, because she doesn't care. She wants those judges to come up with rulings that fall in line with what's going on in the world today, not based on the Constitution. And this guy says, under no occasion does swearing lead to physical violence. And he's wrong. How many times have you, I'm on a school board. Let me tell you what. It's the nasty words that leads to the swinging of the fists. So he's wrong. He's already wrong. I can debunk it just with my numbers. Now, of course, there are social norms to contend with. A child who curses like a sailor, Bergen argues, is likely to face social repercussions for him and his family. For Bergen, that necessitates striking a balance. So the only reason he wants to strike a balance, the only reason he wants to pull back, the only reason he wants to give you boundaries and guidelines is so that that person doesn't maybe possibly get hit, that the family doesn't get embarrassed. Aren't those all good reasons for that? He goes on to say his policy is not to censor himself around his toddlers, but to explain the swear words he uses and their appropriate use. He concludes that even a two-year-old, you ready for this one? I want you to know he's a professor. He teaches at a college. And your tax money's going towards this, especially if you live in California. He concludes that even a two-year-old can understand that the F-word can be muttered consequence-free at home, but might lead to a negative reaction when screaming in the supermarket. Yeah. Because most two-year-olds can understand when they stick their hand over an open flame over and over and over again, or in a light socket or other places like that, that it'll happen the exact same time, same way next time. They're just so smart at it. I gotta go throw up. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, working Facebook, the whatever it's called, the feed. Hey, look, I'm an old guy. What do you want from me? Okay? Always appreciate the time you're spending with me, responding and being involved. And most of you in there seem to have the same effect I'm having with this. I mean, it really gets to the point where it makes you nut. You will not. I don't know how they make each other happy. Well, I guess they don't. I don't know how the left can stand itself sometimes. They're in agreement on nothing. I mean, come on, think about this. They're in agreement on nothing. For those of you who want to read more about this, I mean, this, even the picture's disgusting. Right, they're in a family portrait, and they're all flipping the bird off. And Dad's got the biggest smile on his face, really. I don't get it. I mean, is it really that cool to be that vulgar? You know, some of the people on the left will say, no, it's you guys on the right, you conservatives, you've made all the fun vulgar. Well, you know, it's not all fun. You want to have sex with my 9-year-old daughter? It's not fun. I'm sorry. It would bother me. All right, and how about we even go further? Because, you know, you could say study show, study show, study show. I'm not interested in your studies. I'm interested in looking at the actual numbers, you know, being on a school board that I see that happen and these fights that start. And you know when the first punch is usually thrown? After somebody calls somebody else an MF-er, an F-er, a butthole, and you guys, you know, we're old enough to know. I don't know who you have in the car with you right now. I'm trying to be nice to you people. That's when the first punch is thrown. The days of your mom wears army boots getting somebody to punch you in the head, it doesn't work that way anymore. Right? Why can't we push to speak to you. Look, I could be mad at you. I could even speak in a tone where you know I'm mad, but that doesn't mean I want to hit you. But I'll tell you what, as somebody said in the Facebook feed, I mean, forgive me, my Christian friends, but if you ever assaulted one of my kids, you ever did what some of these animals do to these kids, and it was one of my kids, yeah, I would first lose my Christianity, and second, I'd lose my freedom, I'm sure. Because to me, the most egregious thing that you can do on this planet is hurt a small child, take advantage of a small child, to physically and mentally harm a small child. And I don't believe there's many out there that would disagree with me. Yeah, he's just one of those violent right-wing nuts when it comes to my kids. Or even, you know, frankly, even your kids. I'm not joking. If I saw a kid being abused in a parking lot or somewhere else, you know, in a store or what have you, I'd speak up. I want to know what's going on. I'm not going to get away of a parent disciplining their child. You're beating them with a 2x4, you might have a problem with me. But a backhand to the back of the head isn't going to bother me at all. A couple of swats to the butt hadn't hurt anybody. None of my kids need long-term psychiatric care because of discipline. Maybe because of stupid things they did, but not discipline. Anyway, so this guy says he loves profanity. He says that that there's been no studies done. However, he's as left logic always works out, he says there's no problem with it. It's just fine. And these are the same people that want to run your health care, right? Anyway, I am Trump, the senior host. Always a pleasure. And that's going to roll into something else I got going on here. So during the break, Kimberly sent me something. We were talking about this, and she said, you've got to see this, about the Podesta emails. Now, in the early part of the show, I talked about Jim Crow laws, and I've been on this kick all year, or most of the year anyhow. And it dawned on me after thinking about how we kept the black community down for so many years. And if you look back to the Jim Crow laws, you look at how this country handled, you know, the black community, if you would, African American slaves. It was very important that we didn't educate them. It was very important that we didn't allow them to read, get them to understand. They would understand their rights. There'd be too many things, too many problems it would cause by educating the black people. Think about that. There'd be too many problems if we educated the black people. So I have contended for almost a year now when it kind of snapped and it dawned on me in my head. Think about how schools are today, how we're not teaching the kids proper history. They don't really speak well, okay? They don't know how to cipher well. What are we, 47th in the world on math and science when we used to be up in the top 3 or top 5? How is that better? And don't give me that garbage of throwing more money at it, because I can prove to you throwing more money at it doesn't work. I can give you example after example after example where more money didn't fix it. All right? So, when you go looking at some of the emails that Podesta had let loose, and I love it. I think he was on one of the shows tonight, wasn't he, or last night? And he wouldn't say they weren't his. He would just say there's no proof that they're his. And he said it in that conversation, you know, where they got mad at Trump because he wouldn't say he didn't pay taxes at first. He kept saying, we pay plenty of taxes. And he kept bringing them back and bringing them back and bringing them. They didn't do that with this guy. The left-leaning commentators just let it go. So in one of the paragraphs of one of the emails, it says, Secretary Clinton is not an entertainer and not a celebrity in the Trump-Kardashian mold. What can she do to offset this? And this, let me see, there's a guy named, in March of last year, a guy named Bill Ivey was worried that the people are going to get behind Trump, and that might make it difficult for Clinton, especially if she goes full policy after the primaries. What does full policy mean, do you think? Anyway, so the email goes on to say, Secretary Clinton is not an entertainer, not a celebrity in the Trump-Kardashian mold. What can she do to offset this? I'm certain the poll direction insiders are sure things will default to policy as soon as the conventions are over. Now remember, this is before the conventions. He goes on to say, but I think not. And listen to these words. This should send a chill up your spine. Because this is what they think. This is what they think about you. And it falls right in line to what I was saying about the Jim Crow laws. He goes on to say, and as I've mentioned, we've all been quite content to demean government, drop civics, and in general, conspire to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. Are you listening? Did you hear that? Let me say it again for those of you who are a little slower than others. In the email from the Clinton camp. All right? Clinton's behind this. She's not the driving force. They all enjoy this. Now, they're worried that after the conventions, the policies that should drive people to the Dems and or the Republicans may not. And he goes on to say, and it's because, as I have mentioned, as I have told you guys, as we've been talking about, we have all of us in the group, are quite content to demean government, right? What does she do every time she's up there? How bad government is. The Dems, how bad government is. But because of the other side. It's because of the other side. Drop civics. They're right. There's nowhere near the attention paid to civics in history in school today as there were when you and I were in school. And in general, this is the part that should just send a cold chill right up your back. And in general, conspire to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry. In other words, if they're dumb and they don't have a clue as to what's going on around them, they're going to do what we tell them to do. And that's what makes them compliant. He goes on to say, the unawareness remains strong, but compliance is fading. And this problem demands some really serious attention, serious thinking, and not just poll-driven. We need demographically inspired messaging. They got it together. They've got it figured out. Now, some people say it has to be fake. It's just too over the top. And it's not true. Seriously. Now, this guy, Bill Ivey, he's just not a fly-by-nighter. Right? Remember the fellow who was one of the architects for Obamacare, who said it was a fraud from day one? Yeah, they don't want to hear that either. Even though he testified to it, they don't want to hear it. So this guy, Bill Ivey, he served in the Clinton-Gore administration as the Senate Confirmation Chairman of the National Endowment of the Arts. Right? He took care of the budgets for the NEA and Capitol Hill. He's a trustee of the Center of American Progress and was a team leader in the Barack Obama presidential transition. Come on. Work all this through in your head. This isn't conspiracy stuff. These are in emails. They're trying to keep the young stupid so they can control the young. I've been saying this for a long time. You can go back and listen to the shows. This is not news to me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on Genesis Communication. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your enemies, your hated ones about the show. If you're in an area where you have to listen on a smartphone, please, please, please call the radio station. Ask them to take the show. You know they want it. You know they need it. And you know you like it. Hey, thanks for being with me today. I really do know your time is precious. You spent it with me, and I appreciate that very much. Have a great rest of the day. Be back tomorrow. Please, I'll be here. I'll be waiting for you.